Matthew chapter 26. And when Jesus finished all these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover takes place, and the Son of Man is being delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priest and the elders of the people were gathered together in the courtyard of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. And they took counsel together to seize Jesus by craftiness and kill him. But they said, "Not at the feast, lest there will be an uproar among the people." Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him, having an alabaster flask of ointment of great value, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this could have been sold for much and given to the poor." But Jesus, knowing it, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has done a noble deed to me. For the poor you have with you always, but you do not always have me. For in pouring out this ointment on my body, she has done it for my burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be told as a memorial of her." At that time, one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me? And I will deliver him to you." And they weighed out to him 30 pieces of silver. And from then on, he sought opportunity to deliver him up. Now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I am keeping the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus directed them, and they prepared the Passover. And when evening fell, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, that one of you will betray me." And being greatly grieved, each one of them began to say to him, "I am not the one, am I, Lord?" And he answered and said, "The one who dips his hand with me in the dish, this one will betray me. The Son of Man is going away, even as it is written concerning him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." And Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "I am not the one, am I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said it yourself." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all be stumbled because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee. Then Peter answered and said to him, If all will be stumbled because of you, I will never be stumbled. Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, that in this night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, Even if I must die with you, I will by no means deny you. And all the disciples said likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, Sit here while I go over there and pray. And taking Peter and the two sons of Zebedee aside, he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. And going forward a little, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, So were you not able to watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, going away a second time, he prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done. And coming again, he found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And leaving them, he went away again and prayed a third time, saying the same word again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour has drawn near, and the Son of Man is being delivered up into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, the one who is betraying me has drawn near. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priest and elders of the people. Now the one who was betraying him had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him. And immediately he came to Jesus and said, Rejoice, Rabbi, and kissed him affectionately. But Jesus said to him, Friend, what are you here for? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and took off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Return your sword to its place, for all those who take up the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot beseech my Father, and he will provide me at once with more than 12 legions of angels? How then shall the Scriptures be fulfilled, which say that it must happen this way? In that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to arrest me? Day after day, I sat in the temple, teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has happened in order that the writings of the prophets may be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. And those who seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter followed him at a distance, to the courtyard of the high priest, and entering within, he sat with the attendants to see the end. Now the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were seeking false testimony against Jesus, so that they might put him to death, and they did not find it, though many false witnesses came forward. But later two came and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it up in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it that these testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I charge you to swear by the living God to tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said rightly. Nevertheless, I say to you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his garment, saying, "He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they answered and said, "He is worthy of death." Then they spit in his face and beat him with their fist, and others slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ. Who is the one who hit you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before all, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." And after he had gone out to the porch, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was with Jesus the Nazarene." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a little while, those who were standing there came to Peter and said, "Surely, you also are one of them, for your speech also makes it clear that you are." Then he began to curse and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, "Before a rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly.